Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we ask that you give us grace today to understand, to have faith for the things that are coming. And we thank you so much, Lord, that you are our supplier at all times. You're our Jehovah Jireh. And we thank you for providing for us all things, including, of course, safety, deliverance, so on and so forth. Thank you, Father. Amen. Okay, I think I'm going to continue with Delivered from Captivity. This will be number 6. I reported to you and the president almost 3 years ago that the anarchists, Antifa, BLM, Muslim terrorists, communists would burn churches and attack Christians, and especially the leadership of Christianity, of what they're considering the leadership of Christianity. We were told by the Lord that this would be his punishment or his chastening to bring his church to repentance and to bring it back to the Bible covenant. See, a lot of people are breaking the covenant. The covenant is the New Testament or covenant. And if you break the covenant, it's broken. And you don't get the benefits of it as you do things like that. And if you do it consistently, of course, and doing it willfully and ignoring the word for your church or the doctrines of your church and whatever, you're going to find you're not enjoying the benefits of the kingdom. And we pointed out how Babylon used fire and pestilence and the sword to conquer the apostate people of God. Well, we're seeing all of those now. And more. And we know that the things that have been are the things that shall be. What happened with Babylon and the apostate people of God in those days is happening with Babylon, the great eagle, which was a symbol of Babylon, and the apostate people of God today. It's all written in there, folks, if you just find out who's who. And God will show you that. However, Satan and his helpers have plans to go further than God's will and to overthrow our republic and bring in communism to destroy Christianity. We know that Obama and Hillary and the prophetic words that we received concerning them, that was their plan. They were a little premature. That's true. And the people of God prayed, and that's true. They sought to do this. They and their elite bosses sought to do this before the tribulation. And so God sent Cyrus to stop them. The problem is that the job is not finished. And God said, "You have not because you ask not." Whatever God does in the earth, he does it through the prayers and through the authority that he has delegated. And he delegated authority to us. And he said, "Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And as the Father sent me, so send I you." So Jesus received authority, and he gave it to us. Adam received authority also, and he lost it because his servant you are whom you obey. He obeyed the devil, and he gave the devil his authority. It's that way today too. If you obey the devil, you give him authority over you. The church has obeyed the devil and given him authority over them. In the Bible, we see the different times when the apostate people of God were conquered by the beast. It seemed to be a repetitious thing going through the Bible, and it was, and it is today. a repetitious thing. And when you've fallen away, as far as the church has fallen away from the truth, denying it, refusing the people to believe it or speak it or act upon it or receive the gifts of the Spirit or receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, on and on and on. These people who lead have never been put in that position. And so the job isn't finished. So to finish the job, we must pray in faith and do spiritual warfare. You remember Esther stood up to Haman, and he was a factious murderer, just like those in the church and in the government and out there in the world. And she got the ear of the King of Kings, and everything was turned around. It looked like it was a done deal. The people of God thought it was a done deal. They were crying out to God, you know. They heard the edict, and there wasn't a thing that they could do about it. Nobody did anything about it but the bride. And if you are a member of the bride body, you will do the same thing. I'll tell you what the bride body is like. First of all, they have authority and they know it. They believe what the Bible says about them, and they stand on that authority and they do it. And it's surprising things that change when the bride says no to the devil. So let me say this concerning what I'm going to share with you today, that you find a fast that fits your situation. Some people work hard, some don't. Some can fast more, some less. Some different times of the day and not others. So, you know, whatever. And pray and do warfare to finish this job. Nobody else but true believers can do this. Just as in the book of Esther, the people of God didn't know how they got in that situation, and they weren't going to do anything about it, and all they could do is cry out in their fear. Okay? But the Lord says in Luke 10 and 19, "Behold, I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions," and these are types of demons, by the way, "and over all the power of the enemy," whatever enemy there is, "and nothing shall in any wise hurt you." This is, of course, the verse to those who believe, right? It's not to everybody. It's not to everybody that claims to be a Christian. It's to those that believe. "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also," Jesus said. "And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father." So do you believe it? I can't imagine now, after so many years of reading the Bible and only respecting the Bible. I started out, you know, reading the Bible, and I went to a church temporarily. I went to two churches temporarily, and finally the Lord showed me, this is not where it's at. You go back to doing what you were doing. I never stopped doing it, but he wanted me to do it instead of looking for churches. I was looking at I did end up preaching in a lot of different kinds of churches, and it was good. But the Lord made me get a foundation first, and that's what we need. If you've got a foundation, you're not worried about these plagues. If you got the foundation of God in you, you're not worried about the plagues. You're not worried about anything the devil could do. So anyway, I sent an email to the president yesterday, and I said, "Mr. President, I believe you know their plan. The UN, the deep state, the elite, China, the anarchists who are burning churches, as the Lord told us almost 3 years ago, and I told you, will start a shooting and burning war and will target Christians." Oh, I left out knives in there because they of course love knives. You can look what's going on over in the Middle East. What has gone on in the places where the Muslims have taken over. Lots of people getting knifed, you know. So, and I went on to tell him, I said, when they have caused enough carnage, they will call in their ally, the UN, and they will all be against us to overthrow our republic. And as I said, the deep state has made and tested a new, far more deadly plague, which I sent that revelation to him, to blame on you and on the Christians. I said the end result will be that the Christians will be chastened for departing from the new covenant. And there will come revival because of our prayers to Almighty God. You and the Patriots will conquer these leftist communists. I pray you redistribute the wealth of the wicked before this gets bad. And pray to Jesus and fear not. You will win. Your servant in Christ, David. So, of course, I told you about my dream vision. It was actually when I was waking up, I got this dream vision of passing up the line and going in to see the president. I was asking him the day before, you know, are these really getting through to the president? And the Lord showed me, yes, they are. I said, okay, awesome. So I did. I talked to the president. We discussed a few things, and I shared a warning, and I left. Well, the warning that I gave about the burning churches is now known all over the world. Not the warning, but the burning of churches. This is a list of a few by What Does It Mean? And they said Christian churches are attacked and defaced by satanic symbols. There are 249, talking about the Christians, there are 249-year-old Christian cathedral, San Gabriel Mission, was attacked and burnt down. Their Harmony Baptist Church in Missouri was attacked with arson. Their Faith Tabernacle Pentecostal Church in Alabama was attacked with arson and destroyed. Their Mapleton United Methodist Church in Pennsylvania was attacked with arson and destroyed. Their Apostolic Church in Illinois was attacked with arson and destroyed. Their United Methodist Church in Mississippi was attacked with arson and destroyed. Their Our Lady Queen of Peace Church in Florida was attacked by an enraged socialist who tried to burn it down with the worshipers inside. And on and on and on and on and on, you know. Deb sent this one in. She said, the Cathedral of St. Peter and St. Paul of Nantes in France was burned. They're saying it's the same style attack as Notre Dame experienced. Of course, we're not going back very far here with our list. Notre Dame was way back there. So these churches are being burned, and I don't think we've seen the end of it. First of all, the people who are sitting in most of these churches don't even need to be there. They need to be at home reading their Bible. Because that's where the power is. That's where the anointing is. That's where the teachers are in the Bible. The real teachers. The one that stick to the Word of God. Cursed is the man that trusts in man and maketh the flesh his arm. Many people have put their trust in people that they respect. And they respect them because they didn't first go and read the Bible. Here's a from RT News. Two people injured in a stabbing attack on Virginia church. Suspect in custody. The attack has sparked a massive police response, with witnesses reporting on Twitter that they saw police helicopters and several ambulances rushing towards the scene. And there's a link here. I'll put this link here. Police have said that several people, including a pastor, have been treated for non-life-threatening injuries after a knife-wielding attacker stormed into Grace Covenant Church in Chantilly, Virginia. Fairfax County Police said they were alerted to an alleged stabbing at the church at around 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. The attacker is said to have charged at the church's pastor, who was reportedly conducting a Bible study group at the time. Police said that Fairfax County Police Chief Edwin C. Rosler, who was present at the event, intervened and helped to subdue the suspect. Local media reported that Rosler was among those who were hurt as a result of the incident. The Washington Post reported, citing police, that the chief escaped relatively unscathed without suffering any stab wounds, but was scratched and perhaps bitten. The motive behind the stabbing is so far unknown. Well, I know, we know what it is. It's Satan. It's the bigger plan that I just spoke to the president about there. Senior pastor of the church, Brett Fuller, also serves as a chaplain to the Washington Redskins. The team recently announced that it would retire its logo and change its name after coming under heightened scrutiny amid mounting racial tensions gripping the U.S. Okay. Is there a compromise note there? It may be. Christian sites across the country have been increasingly targeted, mostly in vandalism attacks, since the Black Lives Matter protests sprang up in late May. The movement, which began as a peaceful protest against police brutality, has seen activists toppling monuments of historical figures, ranging from Confederate generals to former U.S. presidents. And by the way, I did read an article back at the beginning of this thing where these people were trained in other countries to come in and, rile up the people and basically do murders and everything else. These are military people, some of them that are coming in to lead people astray. A lot is being done behind the scenes, that's happening, and it's not being voiced, but a lot is being done to bring this down. Last Wednesday, a Catholic church in Connecticut was defaced with anarchist and satanic symbols. Well, does it confuse anybody that the anarchists are satanic? Well, it shouldn't, birds of a feather flock together. All of these people are dyed-in-the-wool leftists who don't mind killing people. Even the faction in the church has killed people. I mean, physically and spiritually. While the day prior, a statue of Jesus was found decapitated in the courtyard of a Catholic church in Florida. In what the Archdiocese of Miami said was most likely a hate crime. Well, I would say so, wouldn't you? They didn't get Jesus, though, did they? And while the Black Lives Matter movement has mostly been focused on tearing down statues of figures who in some way contributed to slavery, some radical elements within the group, such as racial activist Sean King, has argued that murals, statues, and other depictions of Jesus as a white European should be done away with as well. Well, of course, that's his great opinion. Obviously, we're not supposed to be making pictures of Jesus because we don't know what he looks like exactly. In fact, I believe he can look like anything he wants to look like. But anyway, that's just my conviction. But at any rate, this is its beginning. in more earnest than it was, recently. It's beginning in more earnest. The attacks are more violent. They want to ramp up these attacks until there's enough motivation for people to call for the UN to come in and restore order. Yeah, and guess who the UN is? Deep state to the core. And we just as well get out of it. Anyway, here's another one I'm sure you're probably familiar with, but I'll put it in here because it wasn't covered by the national media. They totally ignored it, which is just crazy. A young white mother killed by a Black Lives Matter mob for allegedly saying all lives matter. Well, wouldn't that cover black lives too? When you say all lives matter? Well, I would think that would include everybody. All lives matter. Why would somebody be mad about that? Well, because they're racist. That's why, to the core. They're blaming everybody else for being racist, but that's the nature of these demons. They're blaming everybody else for what they are doing. And that's very obvious. I mean, look at the leftists in that were trying to oust President Trump. I mean, everything that they blamed him for, they were guilty of. You look at the faction, same thing. Everything that they are guilty of, they blame others for, right? Okay. Well, anyway, this particular article, which I'm not going to read, it was fully ignored by the national media. Astounding. And here's another one. I'll give you links so you can read these if you'd like. De Blasio's New York. Violent thug assaults female with a child in a stroller before stabbing her multiple times. There's a link there. You know, these people are vicious. They don't care. They're murderers. And some of them, I told you, are professional murderers. They are military people sent in the country. They've been radicalized and sent in the country. Well, and also, you know, I believe the fires will increase. I believe the people, of course, will not, you know, stand for having church in a burned out building. And I praise God that they may look elsewhere. And they may do searches for truth and why this would happen to their church. And is God really behind this? Well, we know that God is a sovereign God. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. Nothing happens that he is not behind it. He has vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. As you know, vessels of dishonor do dishonorable things. And he even uses them. If you don't believe that, look at history all the way through the Bible. Violent beast kingdoms came against God's people because of their rebellion. And God said in every case, he sent them. So that's consistent through the Bible, him taking credit for that. In Deuteronomy 28, he ordained the curse. But he also sent Jesus to deliver from the curse. The curse was ordained because of rebellion, so that people could stop and think about what they have done and what has caused this to happen to them and why God permitted this. They always use the word permitted. I say it's more than that. He's doing it. And hopefully people who have common sense will stop and think about this and wonder why this happened. You know, and why their church is burnt down, or why their preacher got stabbed, or whatever. Why his house got burned, because it seemed that the Babylonians not only burned the house of worship, but they also burned every great house. In other words, they found the materialistic people, the leaders, the people who had been plundering the people, and they burnt their houses down too. So I say this, that one of the things I mentioned there was a second plague, which I believe is not going to be like the first one. I told you that COVID-19 did not fulfill all that the Lord told us 3 years ago that he would do with the plague to bring down the factions and apostates, and that I expected more plague. And then we received this revelation, which I'm going to share with you again, because I want you to take this seriously, and I want you to pray against these things for the elect people of God, because they definitely will escape these things. And this was July the 6th that Bill Steenland received this revelation. And I also sent this to the president to warn him that there was a bigger plague coming. They want to have anarchy. They want to cause confusion. They want to destroy your faith in anything. They want to destroy your faith in the government, which is not a bad thing. Your faith ought to be in God anyway. But they want to destroy that. And they want to cause such pandemonium that they can call in the UN. Now, the left coast governor threatened to call in the UN, I think, a year and a half ago. And the president told him if he did, he'd have him in jail. So, and now he was caught. Newsom, I believe, was his name. He was caught providing money for weapons for these anarchists. Yeah. So you see, the left is a murderous. Of course, he's a member of a crime family anyway. And that's what they do. So, and a lot of these leftist governors are crime people. They will be caught ultimately, if not through man, by the Lord, they'll all be caught. In this dream, the Lord allowed me, Bill said, to follow these Satanists into a very rich, high-rise, private apartment condo in New York. I knew that they had infiltrated the CDC and WHO, the World Health Organization, and this is obviously true. You know, they're all caught up in the deep state, fighting for the deep state, wanting you to buy their lies about this COVID-19 thing, while the deaths are crashing. The numbers of those that catch it are going up, which is ridiculous. Who's going to believe that? And, of course, if somebody in a family gets it, everybody else in the house is considered one. And anybody that dies and they test them, they discover they've got COVID-19. Because if anybody's ever had a coronavirus, which are multitudes of them out there, it shows up on their test. So if somebody died of a wreck and they got COVID-19, they list them as COVID-19. So this is, again, a farce, but what's coming doesn't appear to be a farce. I mean, it's first of all, these people are desperate. They're locking them up. They're going up the ladder right now, locking them up, sending them to Gitmo, etc. They're desperate. They have to do something, and killing people is not a thing that bothered them anyway. They considered a sacrifice to Satan, and they don't understand that after you serve Satan, he's going to kill you and make you miserable forever. And we're executing a plan for their satanic new world order. Well, that kind of goes with what I said above. I wasn't even considering that part in here because I'd forgotten about it. But it's true. This is their plan for them to retain power And they want to retain power and money and the ability to break every law, you know, because of their money and because of their New World Order protection. They want that. They're lawless people, murderous people, and they want to keep this. They don't want to give it to Trump. They hate him because he's taking away what they consider is their rights to be predators. The dream changed, and I was still in the same condo at a small medical facility where people were dropping like flies from some unknown pathogen or contagion. Now, I don't know if it was unknown to other people, like it was a new thing, or whether it was just unknown in the revelation. But it sounds like it was some unknown pathogen, not the one we've been dealing with. And there were three women and two men who were so sick that they were unable to function. I tried to grab the woman closest to me while she was falling. In the dream, I knew the elite were experimenting with the next plandemic. That's plandemic. It's not a pandemic. It's not natural. It's made by man. And I might add that this one that we've got is supposed to die off in the heat of the summer. And I say it is because the deaths are crashing. There are many, many less deaths than when we started. It's going downhill fast. And usually that runs parallel with the number of people that are sick. It's proportionate to the number of people that are sick. But no, the numbers are going way up and the deaths are going way down. Now, that's not because they're not cheating. They are cheating. They are counting a lot of people as having COVID-19 who don't have the disease. And, you know, the test is a farce. Because like I say, I mean, the common cold is a coronavirus. And so coronavirus is everywhere. And if you ever had it, it's going to show up. And so that's why the numbers are going sky high. So anyway, the elite were experimenting with the next plandemic. And I said, ma'am, what's wrong? Get up. And again, but she was dead that quick. Okay, this is something that doesn't take a long time for people to die, evidently. And it's an unknown pathogen or contagion. I went over to the nurse who was in a back room, and I could tell she knew something and was divided about it. She was very sad and on her knees. Obviously, she felt some guilt here being associated with this situation. I knew it was partially because she was totally helpless to assist or medicate the sick that were there. I picked her up off the ground and somewhat screamed at her, "What is happening to these people?" She told me, "Don't ask me that question." Obviously, she'd been told not to speak of whatever this was. As she cried in fear and sadness, I yelled again for her to tell me everything you know. "What's happening to these people?" She again told me not to ask that question. She knew they were victims of a trial run for the next pandemic. In the dream, I just knew it. That is the info that kept coming to me in the dream. The next pandemic and trial run experiment. So let me say, I know that some of you got God's vaccine and really enjoyed it and really had your faith built up by it. And I pray that all of you do get it. It's free on our site as an ebook. I'll put the link here. please prepare yourselves, your friends, your family, for this plague. We make zero money on these books, so we're not hawking them to make any money, you know. But we do know that the answer is in this book. The answer to your vaccine from God is in this book. It's very plain, very simple, not hard to understand. I don't go into a lot of other areas that other people have gone into. I'm focusing just on this situation and how to be protected. It will tell you how to be protected from whatever contagion is out there. And also, I'll give you a link here so that you can order the book in print. There was some, the connection wasn't made right when the book was put up there, so we just now fixed that. Didn't know that. So any of you want to go back there, you can, you'll find where you can purchase this. Now, we don't get any money for this at all. We chose not to take any cut. We always do that. So we don't make any money on the books when you order them through these people. And this is Lulu. And the price is very cheap. So it's not a representation of how big the book is because it's so cheap. It's just because we're not taking any cut at all. And so I pray that you will get it and study it and mark it and pass it around. We haven't seen the end of this. As you know, if you read the book of Revelation, you still need to know these things. You say, well, it seems like COVID-19 is passing away. I believe it is too. I'll repeat this, that I read that what is mostly in the United States is the S version of it. It was the L version that started out in China, and it began to deteriorate from there on. If they released the L version now, I do not believe it would live very long. There are others also who have said that this thing is not going to live very long anyway because it's man-made. That's a possibility. It's not going to act like one that has come up through the ranks. It's going to not act that way. So at any rate, I say, you know, order this book, read it, pass it around, let your family read it or read it to them. It's just straight out of the Bible, you know. Also, I'm going to put a link here to God's Vaccine 1-6 MP3s, so you can listen to them. Of course, you can go to our site and do that too. Another article we have here, No Plague Be Upon You. That's an MP3 too. God's Protection from Weapons of Mass Destruction. That's an article. So, you know, I just want people to get prepared for what's coming. It's only going to take out those that God wants to take out. There are reasons why God takes people out. And he has told us time and time again that he's going to remove people who are hindering the gospel. That could be the head of a family. That could be the head of a church. That could be a husband. That could be who knows, you know, somebody who is hiding the truth. I mean, in Romans chapter 1, he put the curse of Romans chapter 1 on those that resisted and hid the truth. God wants the truth to get out. We know people that do this. The demons in them, that's what they do. They try to destroy the word of God. Or the one that preaches it, like the knifing this pastor. You know, they try to do that. So they shoot from darkness. They've got their little caves that they hide out in. A couple of them we know and have visited. They hide out in to slander us, you know. which, by the way, is against the law. Mm-hmm. And anyway, you know, the great thing is, in Galatians 3 and 13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. You know, Deuteronomy 28 lists the curse of the law. It's a long list. And most of that stuff in there is sickness. Sicknesses is the curse of the law, is a curse of the law. Jesus redeemed us. He bought us and delivered us and took us, protected us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Anything that you consider detrimental to man, naturally or spiritually, is a curse. When you read Deuteronomy 28, you'll find out that what the prosperity people say about the curse is totally wrong, because God takes full credit there. He says it over and over and over. They have to be totally blind, or they just have their own angle. They think they know more than God, but He tells you over and over and over that He is the one sending the curse. It's called the curse of the law because it's a curse for breaking God's law. And Jesus became a curse for us. So He sent it. He sent the curse of the law to give people a reason to repent. How many people do you know repented because of a curse? A lot of them. Yeah. And after sending the curse, He sent Jesus to bear that curse for us. Now, I can tell you what the Father has told me, and that is that He does not appreciate His Son dying for us for nothing. That is, us not taking advantage of this great sacrifice of His Son and going another way. And I don't need to get too far off in that area, but I'll just say, right, frankly, men cannot destroy the curse of the law. They cannot. This is what the Lord showed me. If you remove it from one area, it will be in another area, but they cannot destroy it. A lot of drugs are purchased for the purpose of resolving one problem, but they create many more. And ultimately, many of them are killing people. The last I heard, it was like 450,000 people a year die of iatropic causes, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, and they don't like admitting these things. And I'm sure that the numbers might still be cooked. They might be a lot higher than that. 450,000 a year. Not 20 years ago, it was 250,000. Now it's 450,000 a year die of iatropic, which is healer-related causes. It's either a cause by the doctor or caused by the drug. Pharmakia is a curse. It is not God's method of healing at all, because God doesn't have side effects and drugs do. Drugs kill. God never does that. When He heals, He doesn't need a drug. Men trust in drugs. Cursed is the man that trusts in man and maketh the flesh his arm. Men trust in drugs. They trust in doctors who practice medicine but never perfect it, because it can't be perfected. It cannot be. Look, read the Bible. You will not find where God used a drug. And when they call Jesus the great physician, they're liars. The word is healer. It's iatros. Iatros, healer. So they're lying. And Luke was not a physician either. He was an iatros. He healed just the same way the rest of the apostles healed. Just as Jesus sent them out to heal. That's how He healed. He was never
a physician. That's a lie. Here's the clue. Jesus became a curse for us. He took our place and bore the curse. Think on that. Meditate on that. He bore the curse, so we don't have to bear it. That's why he sent his disciples out to preach the good news that by the stripes of Jesus you were healed, right? Who in his own self bare our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, and by whose stripes you were healed. The good news. There's a good news right there. That's the fulfillment of the good news that they spoke. The good news of the coming kingdom of God, which rules over everything, including the curse. So, Jesus became a curse for us in our place. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. You know that the cross was most likely a post that was stuck in the ground, buried in the ground, with a cross piece that Jesus carried, and the cross piece was lifted up and fell into a slot on the post. It was a pole. Okay. Well, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So he hung on the tree. He bore our curse. He became accursed for us or in our place so that we could escape all of the curse. Remember, the curse is the curse of the law. It's a curse for breaking the law. The Lord forgives. And in the New Testament, we have a very good benefit in that if you don't know about it, you're not held guilty. There is an innocence when there is no law, the Bible says, right? To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So if you know something is wrong and you do it, you are going to be held accountable. And in Hebrews 10:26, of course, the Lord says, if we sin willfully after we receive a knowledge of the truth, there remains no more a sacrifice for sin, but a certain expectation of judgment which shall devour the adversaries. A certain judgment. So Jesus did this for us. He didn't just save us from our sins. He did do that, and that's the very foundation for healing. Because he bore our sins, he also bore the curse of the sin. Why would he bear the sin and not bear the curse, as most of Christianity believes, which is totally false? He bore the sin, and he bore the curse, too. It's called the curse of sin and of death. When you're born, you start dying, and that's why things go awry, things get broken in your body, and things start deteriorating, and you're beginning the death, right? Jesus reversed the curse. He took it upon himself. He set us free from the curse. Do you believe it? Now, remember what Jesus said. When you pray, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them. It's past tense in the original. And you shall have them. Believe you received them. Where did you receive them? You received them at the cross. Jesus bore your curse at the cross. You don't have to look forward to your deliverance from sickness or any other curse. You have to look back. That's where it was done. And I shared this testimony. I'm sure it's somewhere on the site. Where when I was back in Denham Springs, Louisiana, a fellow that we we all called Shorty. That was his name, Shorty. And he was short. And, well, Shorty never learned to read. He was a hard worker. He never learned to read. So we got him the Bible on cassette. And we asked him to follow along in his Bible as he listened to it. And he learned to read. And he was so happy. Well, Shorty had a wife who had a stepped-up shoe and a long metal brace on one of her legs, and she always walked with a limp. I'm not sure exactly which one it was, the disease was now. But anyway, we were associated with this woman who I believe came to Shorty's house just to share a testimony with him. Because she said, "David, I just don't know why I haven't been healed. I've been to so-and-so," talking about faith healers, you know, "I've been to so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, and I just don't know why I haven't been healed." She had two large tumors that were going to cause her death, and they were inoperable. She said, "I just don't know why I haven't been healed." And I said to her, I said, "Well, you just told me why you haven't been healed." I said, "Any one of those people could have prayed for you and you'd be healed, but the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Think not that that man should receive anything from the Lord." The Bible says you're not going to receive it if you're double-minded. I said, "And you don't believe you were healed." And I said, "You're looking in the wrong direction. You're looking forward to a healing, and you're not looking back towards the cross. The Bible says, by whose stripes you were healed." You must believe what the Bible says. You were already healed. It is over. Enter into the rest. You can rest now because it is over. You were already healed. And I was looking at her when the light bulb came on in her head, and I could see it, you know. I said, "Now I'm going to pray for you one more time, and this time receive your healing." And I told her, "You will be healed." And so we prayed. We rebuked the demon of cancer from her body. And she felt it go. And she was instantly healed. They were large tumors, so she felt them go, and she was instantly healed. And I told her, I said, "Any one of those people could have prayed over you and you'd have been healed." I said, "It's time for you to believe the gospel. The good news is not that you will be healed. The good news is that you were healed. And you don't have to do anything to bring it to pass. Nothing. Nothing. Jesus already did everything. You can't pay for this gift from God. It's a gift. You can't pay for it. What you've done is expensive." They're charging you for it. The Lord never charged anybody for it. It's a free gift of God. If you don't get it by grace, which is unmerited and unearned, you don't get it. I said, "This is the way to get it and get it quick." She had to have an answer. And of course, Shorty's wife was looking on. So she got her healing. And Shorty's wife, you know, got healed but lost it. Like a lot of people, she went to a dead Pentecostal church that didn't teach the truth, that didn't teach them how to hold on to something after they received it. Because the devil comes to steal the seed which is sown in your heart. He's going to try to talk you out of it. And he'll help Christians help him to do it. They will help him to do it. And some of them will force you to go and get an operation or go and get this. Even when you said, "I believe I've received," like Jesus commanded. They will force you to do that because that's where they are. They don't want you to convict them of their sin. And they don't want it to work any other way than the way that they trust, which is in pharmakia. Pharmakia, that is the word for sorcery or witchcraft in the Bible. Pharmakia. That's right, our word for pharmacy or healing by drugs. Okay, so now I've been healed for ever since I met the Lord, you know, almost 50 years ago without drugs. And he still does that. In fact, the more you put in, the less he'll put in. The more you do your works, the less work he will do. He said his power is made perfect in weakness. He wants you to be weak, to run around looking for a way to heal yourself. He wants you to trust in him and confess him before men so he can confess you before the Father. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Yes, men do get the credit, but nobody gets the credit when we trust in Jesus. And he's been consistent with me and my family and with a lot of other people who I've been able to convince the way of healing, the way of deliverance. So Jesus became accursed for us. He hung on that tree or that post or that pole. You know, and I say that for a reason, which I'll tell you about in just a minute. 1 Peter 2 and 24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his body upon the tree. If he took away your sin, did he take away the penalty for the sin? Yes, he did. Unless it's a willful disobedience, then you have to bear the penalty, as Hebrews 10:26 says. If you're doing it willfully, you know it's wrong and you're doing it willfully, then it's a certain fearful expectation of judgment, he said. Hebrews 10:26. Go back and read it. If we sin willfully after we receive a knowledge of the truth, there remains no sacrifice for sin. Did you hear that? There remains no sacrifice for sin. And this is what we're talking about, the sacrifice. But a certain fearful expectation of judgment which shall devour the adversaries. Who are the adversaries? Your old flesh. It's opposing your spiritual man. It's the word of the truth is being opposed by your flesh. That's an adversary. And, of course, any demons that you might have, too, involved in it, they're adversaries, but they're not the kind that is destroyed. They might be removed by casting out of demons. So Jesus bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. God doesn't change his mind. You have to agree that it was already done. You have to claim it as yours. As Jesus said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them. Received is past tense. And you shall have them. Why is it past tense? It's past tense so that if you believe you were healed, you don't any longer go around looking for a way to get healed. If you run around trying to heal yourself and looking for ways to get healed, you proved you did not believe what the Bible says. By whose stripes you were healed. This is how we enter into the rest. He that hath believed doth enter in to that rest. When you believe the word of God, you cease from your works. The rest was the Sabbath, ceasing from our works so that God could do his. Ceasing from our works. Men like to take credit. By grace have you been saved, By faith have you been saved through grace, and that's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For in Christ Jesus were you created for good works. That's God's works. The first works is our works. His power is made perfect in our weakness. When we are weak, he is strong. Have you ever read that? Yes. So, here he is on this pole. Numbers 21, 8 and 9 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent," which was cursed. You remember how God cursed the serpent? Yes. So who does this fiery serpent represent? Well, let's read on. "And set it upon a standard." What is the standard? The cross. It was a pole, is what it was. The medical establishment uses the pole with the serpent on the pole. They stole that. They stole that from Jesus. But they're not the healers. He is. And the method is biblical. And he will tell you the method right here in this text. So, Jesus was not a physician. He never practiced medicine. It's never shown anywhere in the Bible. And he didn't teach his disciples to either. Okay. So, again, this is something that man has stolen from God and made themselves gods, you know. Make thee a fiery serpent, which was cursed, right? Jesus was cursed, right? Yes, amen. We just read that. And set it upon a standard. The standard, of course, is the cross. It is the pole. It was the post, you know. "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten," bitten from what? The serpent. Who is it that administers the curse? The serpent. The serpent from the garden. Satan. He administers the curse. Okay? And of course, God's got the cure, and he's telling you right here what it is. Everyone that is bitten by the serpent, everyone that's taken by the curse, when he seeth it, shall live. In other words, when they got their eyes off the snake bite and on the serpent on the pole who bore the curse for us, they got healed. Get your eyes off the problem and get them on the promise. The promise is where it comes from. Who enters into the rest? The one that believes enters into the rest. They cease from their works. Why? Because God already did it. He already, and this is the gospel that you're not going to hear in the churches. This is the real, true gospel. Read our book, The Real Good News. You'll be shocked. And you will never again think that you're supposed to be believing for something in the future. You're believing for something that was already done. I told that woman, you're looking in the wrong direction. Turn around and look the other way. That's where you got healed. You're still looking for healing. That's where you got healed. I told her that. And I saw hope come on in her eyes. And when I prayed, she was healed. So Moses made a serpent of brass, which is, of course, a symbol of perfection through the fire, right? And set it upon the standard. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he looked unto the serpent of brass, he lived. That's cheaper. Cheaper than what Bill Gates will do you in for. And that other little guy, you know, what's his name? I forget. They're catching up to him, too. He's being prosecuted. And I'm sure Bill Gates will be, too. Because their vaccines kill people. Bill Gates is being sued by India for the death of a lot of people. And he should be sued by a lot more, but people, they don't turn loose of this ugly god for some reason, this pharmakia god. So when he looked unto the serpent of brass, he lived. You know, when we look unto Jesus, who became a curse for us, and he was put on that post that we call a cross, because when he lifted the cross piece up and put it on there, then it was the cross, right? He was put on that post, and he became a curse for us. And so that we could have Abraham's blessing, Galatians goes on to say. And you know, when you go back and look about the blessing of Abraham, the Bible says, quote, he was blessed in all things. Wow. So, we have a sacrifice. If we will hold to that sacrifice, we will see the healing. And it's the same thing when you want divine health. Because remember, he already bore the curse for you. First of all, you don't have to accept sickness. This is how you get out of most sickness, is the minute a symptom comes, you rebuke it and say, I do not receive that. Jesus bore this on the cross. I do not receive it. As soon as you start looking at it, naming it, you know, claiming it as yours, it is, because you're contrary to the gospel. And there's always a curse connected with being contrary to the gospel. Always. Don't claim it. Don't speak it. Remember, Jesus is the high priest of our confession. And the Bible says he's waiting for a sacrifice for us to give to him the confession of our lips, which makes profession to his name, right? He's looking for this sacrifice to offer before the Father. He's the high priest of an offering for us. And we give him this confession. He said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before the Father. And in another place, he said, and before the holy angels, who are the ones who administer the benefits of the kingdom. If you confess me before men, confess is the word homo legeo. It means to speak the same as. If you say what he said and you don't depart from it, and we see what he's saying right here. If you say what he said and you don't depart from it, that's how you escape the curse. Confess him before men, not just in your mind. Oh, you don't want to be embarrassed because you might look stupid if it doesn't happen. Get that if it doesn't happen out of your mind. Because it's unbelief, totally. So Jesus became the curse of sickness for us. And believe it and be healed. Believe it. And there is another aspect of this, which is even more important than divine healing. It's called divine health. It's better to be having divine health. You know that these things can't touch you. Rebuke them in Jesus' name. And Exodus 15 and 26, I think, probably pretty well describes it. You know, it says, and he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. Now, I'm telling you what the voice of the Lord says here. I've only quoted the Bible here. I'm giving you the voice of the Lord. Are you listening? Hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his eyes, which is, of course, according to your conscience. You know, we know that willful disobedience of immorality of any kind, of course, you know, everybody knows what immorality is. Even the Satanists know what immorality is. And they love it. So if you'll do that which is right in his eyes and will give ear to his commandments, are you hearing what I'm saying today? Who is it that bore this curse upon himself? The Lord Jesus. And keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases. Listen, who is taking credit for the diseases here? I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which I have put upon the Egyptians. Oh, it's God. You see, you need to look past the devil and see God. You need to look past it. Everybody says, the devil did this, the devil did that. The devil did this to me because I'm so good. The devil was permitted to do that to you for another reason, and it wasn't because you're so good. I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Astounding. So the prosperity people are wrong. They said all sickness comes from the devil. No, it comes through the devil. There is one who works all things after the counsel of his own will, and none restrains his hand. As Daniel said, there's only one who is sovereign. That's God. It's not the devil. Just read the book of Job and find out. The devil only did to Job what God permitted the devil to do. In fact, he called the devil over and said, "Hey, have you considered my servant Job? A perfect and upright man, blah, blah." He sicked him on him. I'm telling you. He got the devil's attention. And then the devil got proud. And, well, if you did this, and what if you did that? And blah, 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 blah. And he, of course, the Lord knew the nature of the devil. It's like Trump playing Biden. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying Trump's an angel. I'm just pointing it, trying to make a point here. He sicked him on him. But he had a purpose. The purpose was good. He knew what he was doing. I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And you know, there's still a lot of goofy people running around out there saying that the devil is healing people. Well, I got to tell you that there is a place where the devil can heal somebody, but it comes at a big cost. So it's not a blessing, it's a curse. He can remove something that you have for a purpose and for a reason. But the reason is always bad, and he's trading it for something else. Just like people who take drugs that heal you in this part of your body, but they're destroying your kidneys. There is nothing that the Lord will not heal or deliver you from. We've seen four resurrections of the dead. I want to tell you, there is nothing that the Lord will not heal and deliver you from. I thought about this. I'm going to our testimonies page. You know, when we teach on healing a lot, there's always a lot of healings. Because people get faith, you know. Lately, for a long time, we've been teaching on prophetic things that point to the future, for God's people to get ready And of course, part of that we emphasize greatly is to put the Word of God in your heart. If you put the Word of God in your heart, that's Jesus. He's going to heal people. He is the Word, right? He's the Word made flesh. He is going to heal people. Well, here's testimonies of healings. And we haven't been keeping this up lately. We get testimonies from people of healings, but we've been stretched a little thin, so we haven't really been keeping it up. But listen to some of these. Testimonies of healings. Acute appendicitis. I still got my appendix. All of my children still got their appendix. And everything else. Yeah. Alcoholism. Blood pressure. I remember when my dad was healed of alcoholism. I was just a plain, ignorant newbie. I said, I put my hands on his head and I commanded it to leave him. And you know what? It did. And he had tried everything men had to offer and it didn't work. Alcoholism, blood pressure, soul, a healing of the soul, right? Allergies and arthritis, yeah. Aneurysm. These are testimonies, the names that we've given them, you know. Angina. Arm and wrist. You know, that stuff that's, what, the carpal tunnel maybe, or I don't remember the thing. Arthritis. Lots of arthritis. Arthritis and morphine dependence. Yeah, some people are zombies. They don't know how to fix them. I know Darv was that way. I forgot now, 11 years, 12 years, something like that. He was totally a dope. And he got the gospel, and he got healed. He'd been on arthritis medicine for so long that the rubber on his truck had all rotted off of his truck. He had to go, he started, because he had couldn't drive it the whole time. So when he had to go back and replace all the rubber on his truck. So he was set up that long, you know. Athlete's foot, back pain. A bunch of testimonies of back pain here, you know. Barren womb. Well, we've prayed for a lot of people for that, and the Lord answers. Birth defects. Yes. Bladder birth defect. Yes. Bladder infections. Yes. My wife was healed of that. She had it naturally. She was born with it and she kept it. And the Lord healed her. And he healed her just like I'm telling you. In fact, he healed her when she was standing in front of the commode. And the Lord said, if you believe I have healed you, why are you taking all that drug? So she grabbed her drugs, went to the toilet, started pouring it down the toilet, and she was healed instantly. Yeah. Bleeding bowels and hemorrhoids. Brain tumor. Staph infection. Cracked hip and bones. Breast cancer. We've had quite a few of those. Breast cancer, another one. Broken arm. This is just the tip of the iceberg of the healings that we have seen just by teaching people it's your right to be healed. God wants you healed. He already did it. It's beyond the place where you have to convince him because he said he's already done it. You don't have to convince him. Stop trying to convince him to heal you. Stop begging him to heal you. He's already done it. Read our book, The Real Good News. He's already done it. Start thinking that way and walking that way, right? Another breast cancer here. Broken arm. Yes, I had that and had boys, too, that had broken arms from motocross riding. I've broken them. And the Lord's healed every one of them, every one of them. Broken back, broken arm, another one, broken fingers, broken hip, and dementia. Yeah. Broken tailbone. Bump on the baby's head. I remember Kurt. He called me up. He said, David, I had my grandbaby in my arms, and I was out on the porch, and I threw the baby up in the air, and his head hit the fan, the ceiling fan. And he got a big bump on his head. I said, don't worry about it, Kurt. Let's pray. So we prayed. We commanded the bump to go down. Well, he wasn't convinced, so he went to the hospital, and by the time he got there, the bump was gone. And, can you imagine throwing your grandbaby up? Pop, 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 pop. Shouldn't be laughing. Well, there's another one. Bump on the baby's head. My goodness. Burned fingers. Cancer. 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 All cancers. And like I said, the tip of the iceberg. Cancerous mole. Cancerous tumor. Cat and dog. Well, yeah. God heals cats and dogs. We have faith. God heals our cats and dogs. Amen. Cats, here's another one. Chest pains and panic attacks. Mm-hmm. Rebuke them and they go in Jesus' name. You have to know you have authority. You can do this in your family. You can do this to your own body. It's good to have other people agree with you. If any two of you agree as touching anything, it shall be done by our Father, the Lord said. Meaning, when people join together their faith, it's much more powerful. Collapsed veins, colon, and glaucoma. Contact dermatitis. Crohn's disease. Cyst. Diabetic's foot saved from amputation. Yes, I remember that. We agreed, these people, I think they were in Texas or something like that, they were going to cut the foot off. And the lady brought the request to us, and we commanded the blood, the circulation, to continue in the foot. And while they were all sitting around this person over in Texas, the foot turned from black to nice pink and pretty. Yeah. And distance makes no difference whatsoever. Distance means nothing in the spirit realm. And the phone. You can do as much over the phone as you can do in person, if you just believe that. Dislocated shoulder. Doctor's mistakes. Lots of them. We've seen lots of them. Dog bitten by a rattlesnake. Uh-huh. Yeah. Dog with bloody urine. Yeah. See, dogs get healed. Dog's back and teeth. Yes. All these are people bragging on what the Lord did to heal. Eczema. Elderly patients under our care. Endometriosis. We've had a lot of those. Eyes. Another one, eyes. Another one, eyes, 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 eyes. Yes, healing of eyes. Many, many more than we have testimonies of. A lot of people don't send in a testimony. Faith stops bleeding. There's a good one. Family dog healed from poison. Amen. Fetal. What is it that the Lord can't or won't do? Fetal abnormalities. Mm-hmm. Fever. Gallbladder pain. Growth. Jobs and salmonella. Gums. Hashimoto's disease. Kidney sickness. Boil. Toe. Hay fever, headaches, hearing restored, heart, heart attack. I ain't through yet. Another heart attack. Heart problems. They are healed of heart problems. Healing from severe hemorrhagic after childbirth. Hemorrhaging after childbirth. Hemorrhoids. Hernia. Hip pain. Horse. Yes, their horse got healed. Hypochondriac. Yeah. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. Mm-hmm. Infected tick bite. Inguinal hernia. Kidney infection. Leg cramps. Liver, gallbladder, kidneys, pancreas, lymph nodes. Lost brains. Crushed spine. Epilepsy and Tourette syndrome. Lump disappeared. Lung cancer. Many things. Yes, this person was healed of many things. Migraines. Miracle baby girl. Yes, I remember that. He said she was going to be born deformed and so on and so forth, and it wasn't so, because we forbid it. Multiple healings. People healed of many things, in other words. Multiple healings. Yes, multiple healings. And multiple sclerosis. Oh, you thought I was going to say multiple healings, didn't you? But all those were testimonies of people healed of a bunch of things at one time. Multiple sclerosis. Another one. Multiple sclerosis. Nasal infection. Nerve damage. Our fat cat. Our baby girl brought back to life. Overactive bladder. Pain. Pain is a terrible thing if you have to live with it a long time, huh? Paralysis. Pet fish. Oh, yeah. God heals pet fish. Pink eye. Poison. Poison ivy. Poor blood circulation. When I first moved here, I was on the other side of town, and I moved into this house that I rented there for my family for a little while. Had poison ivy all down the fence row. Driveway went down the fence row, and the guy that owned the house decided to go out there and cut down the trees that were going down through there. He had gloves on, and he was being very careful, and he'd cut up these logs out of these trees, and all of them had poison ivy going up the side of them. Well, he had the driveway plugged with logs. So when I came down the driveway, I jumped out and started grabbing the logs and throwing them off on the side. He said, hey, that's poison ivy. I said, it can't hurt me. He just kept looking at me as I was throwing them off on the side. I got through, I got in my car and went on, you know. You know, you can have divine health. You have to believe it. If you accept fear in your mind, that's faith in the devil. That is faith in the devil. And you'll get it. The thing that I greatly feared has come upon me, Job said. Yep. So, poor blood circulation, poor memory and concentration. Rash, cough, arm pain, restless legs. Yes, we've seen a lot of people healed of that. Fibromyalgia, same thing. A lot of people healed of that. Saved from abortion. Sciatic nerve damage. Seizures. That was a dog that had seizures. We had a dog like that. Poochie. He was a weird dog. He was given to us. Very smart. Extremely smart. This dog was so smart, he'd come up to the back door and turn the knob and come in. Now, he never did get in the habit of closing the door behind him, so he'd come in, he'd walk up to you with a big grin on his face, his tongue hanging out. I'd say, Poochie, go back and close the door. He'd go back and close the door. We taught him when he came to the edge of the linoleum in the kitchen, don't go past that. We'd say, nope. From a puppy, he would do that. But he had this weird thing about him, and that was, his front end was in one gear, and his back end was in another gear. Literally. Literally, his back end would go faster than his front end, and he'd fall over. Kind of like, what was his name? Was it Laugh-In or something like that? The guy that rode the tricycle, and boop, he'd fall over. Everybody laughed, you know. Well, that was the way Poochie was. And I prayed over him, and I commanded this malfunction in his nervous system to cease in the name of Jesus, and that he would run like a deer. And he started running like a deer. I know what deer run like. I've been a big deer hunter in the far past. They run and they pop up on the front end and they look and they bounce along again. They pop. That was exactly what that dog would do. He'd run along and he'd pop up on the front end and look, because he wasn't a big dog, you know. I said, wow, he's running like a deer. That's, be careful what you say. So he had those seizures. It would like lock him up. It was two different things, like being a different gear in the front end and in the back end, you know. But then he had these seizures where he'd just lock up and fall over. Shoulder, sick cat. Sinus and ear problems. I was healed of that. Yeah, inherited it. Snake bite. Yep. Son hit by a car. Yep. Spanked but kept. Spiritual eyes, diverticulitis, and abscess. Stomach ache, and three infections. Strep throats and childbirth. Yep. Stroke. Yep. Stroke and atrial fibrillation. Yeah. Swollen glands. Throat and ear pain. Tooth. Toothaches and colds. Tooth enamel. Urinary tract and kidney. Yep, urinary tract infection, another one. Virus. Wart and dog. I forgot whether it was a wart on him or whether it was on the dog. Warts, another one. Yeah. What is it that God can't heal? He made your body, and he didn't make something he couldn't fix. It's just like he never made a devil so big he could kick him off his throne, right? No. So what is it that God can't heal? This is a tip of the iceberg, a drop in the bucket of the healings that have happened. Not because we're so great, just because God's true to his word. And when people get the word of God in their hearts and in their minds, it empowers them. It can empower you from getting sick, if you say, no, I do not accept those symptoms in the name of Jesus, that's the best way to get out of it. You'll get out of most of it that way. And if you sinned, of course, it may go a little bit further, and you might have to confess a sin, and you can still get out of it, right? Okay. And deliverances. Deliverances are the same thing. In fact, some things you don't know whether to put it in the deliverance category or the healing category. Here's some like that too. Allergies, delivered of allergies. Alzheimer's and dementia. Yeah, bitterness and more, chronic fatigue and the occult. Yeah, stay away from the occult. You might get a lot of stuff. Coffee addiction. Condemnation. Condemnation's a big one. Here's another one. Condemnation. It's a big one. The devil likes to take away your faith. He's going to condemn you for your past. But your past is forgotten. If you will forget it, God will. If you keep bringing it up, how can he? You know, the devil, you can't have faith and condemnation at the same time. That's what the devil knows. So he condemns you, so you have no faith to partake of the benefits, so you don't have a testimony to use and throw up in his face, and so on and forth, you know, on and on. Constant pursuit of the truth. Credit card debt. Debt and the law. And when I say constant pursuit of the truth, he wasn't healed of that. He got that. debt of and the law. Demons. Yes. Demons. Plenty of demons. Drug addiction. Oh, yes. Plenty of those. Elderly father delivered of demons. Epilepsy. Escaped tornado by grace. Yes. So you can escape, you can be delivered, you can be protected. Amen. Evil contact objects. False revival spirits and religion. Yes, that's a deliverance. Many people need it still and they don't know it. If you went through that and they laid hands on you, they imparted demons to you. Maybe you know that you've been delivered and that's good. But if you're still having the effects of that, because a lot of these people, I just tell you right off, they die early. They do. And they put their faith in another god because they recognize that this demon who is speaking in them, who claims to be God, they recognize him as God and they trust in that demon. And I got to tell you, that demon will let you down. He will. You may have perfect think you have perfect faith that you're going to be healed. But if you've got that demon in you from the false revival movement, he will let you down. Fear. Fear is a big thing. Many people need deliverance from fear. Now, I don't want all of you to call me at once. You take care of this. You have authority over this. The word of God is your authority. You rebuke fear. You tell it to leave you in the name of Jesus and don't take no for an answer. And all these sicknesses too. Don't take no for an answer. Speak to the mountain and don't doubt in your heart that what you say will come to pass and you will have what you say. Mark 11:23-24. And while you're at it, 25, forgive other people so you can have healing, right? If you don't forgive, you won't get it. It's a sin in which you are not forgiven because Jesus said, if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. So forgive others before you bother to try to get rid of the demons. Because the Father is the one who turns you over to the tormentors, Matthew 18:34. If you don't forgive from your heart, the brother. And there's people that think they can continue doing this and they'll have all these diseases on them and all these problems and everything breaks on them. And they walk around in this dark cloud like Charlie Brown's friend, whatever his name was, I forget. Was it Linus? I don't remember. I literally see that cloud on people sometimes. I mean, I see it on people sometimes. When they're demon-possessed, following another Jesus, yes, indeed. That, God's got a cure for that. The biggest one, of course, is read the Bible. But those other Jesuses can be cast out, believe it or not. Gossip and slander by confession, yes. Kundalini spirit, that's that one that claims to be God. It works alongside Jezebel in the false revival movement. And, of course, they're looking for miracles, and they forget the Word of God. Forget it. They don't preach it anymore when that demon comes in. Mental disorder, mice infestation, my cross for His glory, another testimony. New World Order addiction. Yeah, people do get addicted to studying certain things. The Lord wants us to study the truth more than anything. If you study the truth, you'll know every error. But you can't study enough errors to remember all of the errors and to know what to do. Occult, possessed and healed, rejection, big one, rejection across America. A lot of these people that are out there doing these evil things, they've got the spirit of rejection. The root of most of the faction, a spirit of rejection. And some of them won't turn it loose. They won't give it up. You can even cast it out and it will come back because they won't give it up. It's a god to them. Researching evil. Yeah, some people. See, we were told, I would that you be wise unto that which is truthful and simple unto that which is evil. Scoliosis, smoking, tobacco, and smoking, etc., etc. Changed lives. Oh, yes, I love this. 40-day trial, a Jew's journey, a mom's trials of faith, a word about human dignity, gone to hell. Yeah. Abused, depressed, addicted. Yeah. Appreciating the Savior. Yes, amen. Authority over demonic hindrance. Mm-hmm. Back on the narrow path. Back to God. Boy's salvation begins revival. Yes. Buddhist priest resurrected. I remember that one. Somebody sent that one to us. And murder trial. Coming judgment on the lukewarm. Computer systems raised from the dead. Yes, we've had more than one of those. We've had some hard drives froze up, broke, gave out, and prayed over them and God healed them. Put everything back. We even had audios on one, and the person was going through there and editing them. And when it was restored, because it was burnt up, they had all been edited. God did it. Confession and faith for trials. Yes. Confusion and frustration, beaten. Convinced of miracles. What? You can pray for anything. I tell people that all the time. Pray for any and everything. You're angel needs something to do. Some angels are unemployed. He's waiting for you to speak the word of God and believe it. He's waiting to bring it to pass. Dealing with children and profanity, deep unto deep, deliverance from bug and self-will. All right. Deliverances from unforgiveness. Yes. And that person there, I remember, they had a problem with rejection. Ran in their family. Their whole family had rejection. And it took them out in the faction. Took them out. Dream converts, Muslim to Jesus. Yes. We've had people that come to our site and got converted from Islam. Quite a few. And we are in the midst of a great revival with the Muslims. Many, many Muslims are coming to the Lord. And they're reading our books, too. Encourage spiritual victory. Escaping false religious spirits. Exciting life of faith. Yes. Faith. Faith-building tool. Father is changing hearts. Father's truth, filled with the Spirit. Finding truth and true marriage. food controlled of the Spirit. Freedom from unforgiveness, yes. Freedom from forgiveness. Freedom of forgiveness. Oh, freedom of having forgiveness. There you go. Getting married and blessed. God can get your attention. God doesn't need our help. God forgives from the heart. God let me out of Babylon and into the wilderness. He is our Passover. Hold him under. I am changed and I want to help. I am on my cross. I died and came back to a new life. Amen. I see the truth. I want to be baptized in hell for unforgiveness. In this place called time, infirmities conquered by the word, Jesus' angels released, kidnapped. Jesus is our physician. Jesus saved me. Listen, obey, and trust the testimony. Long road home. Many salvations using sovereign God. Marriage lost and found. Ministry of reconciliation. More than dreams. Miraculous conversions. Muslim Hezbollah soldier meets Jesus. Rose from the dead. Muslim woman saw Jesus, my healer and provider, my salvation and deliverance from satanic music, my school system testimony, my sojourn through Babylon, my testimony to God and UBM. Now Jesus lives in me. Pastor and church departing Babylon. Yep, I remember that one. This man was converted, reading our materials, and he was so worried because he was the son of the father who was the pastor of the church, and the father had died, and now they wanted him to take his place, and he had all this revelation, and he said, "What do I do?" So I shared with him to speak the truth, but speak it very gracefully. They can't handle it all at once. I basically told him how to be weak to the weak. And the church was converted, and he stayed with them. He expected he wasn't going to be there long. Peace restored by grace. Persecution. Pray for your children. Provision after crucifixion, confession and sacrifice, rejection conquered, resisting not the evil, returning to God, revelation changes life and fellowship, saved from Satanism, saved from undiscerned unforgiveness. Many people have that. Self-inflicted spanking, we get those too. Self-righteousness, share your faith, sin fell off of me, yes. Son of Sam, read Sovereign God, yes. Yes, he did. He read Sovereign God. You remember David Berkowitz? He got converted reading Sovereign God. Or I don't know whether he got converted. He got changed. He might have got converted too. Yes, I think he was, come to think of it. Stepping out in faith, such a thirst. Suicidal Muslim woman challenges Jesus. Surpassing all understanding. Testimony and marriage restoration. The fear of the Lord. Here's a person that read Word, Women, and Authority, and it changed them. And it's on our site. It will change a bad relationship. The Word saves and delivers a friend. Three doses of faith. Thrilled with truth. and trial of her faith, UBM family growing in South Africa, understanding the end times, Walmart respects Jesus, works ethics. Warning, I saw the judgment. We aren't the only ones. And down on provision, which I won't go into provision, but there are provisions of every kind you can think of were given to people who prayed and believed they had received. And then other signs that were given to people, miraculous signs that were given to people. And these are all in our testimonies section. So, I just said all that to say this. There's nothing that the Lord will not heal and deliver you from. And you don't really even need anybody to receive these benefits. You just need to hold fast to the Word of God when you hear His voice. He said, "Hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. And I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." You know, just changing your mind. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Some sicknesses come because of a virus in our hard drive. And that healing comes when you change your mind and agree with what God says. I'm not just talking faith here. I'm just talking about your whole way of thinking can heal you and give you health. So what can it do when you've got a plague coming all around you? Well, remember Psalm 91. You know, people dead all around him from a plague in that, and it didn't come nigh him. Healed, stayed healthy, didn't come nigh him. So I don't know if this has encouraged you. It encouraged me. Thank you, Father, for what you do for us, Lord. Thank you for your great encouragement, Lord. We love you so much. You have provided it all, Lord. You have provided it all. Everything is provided. Glory be to God. It's all been done. All of the curse has been done away. Lord, help your people to believe it and to receive it, that we don't have to worry about these things coming our way. All we need is faith in God, and the Word of God gives us that. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Well, all right, saints, God bless you and keep you. Hope this blessed you. We'll do this again sometime. Good night.